Hello.
Hi, Melissa. It's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care. I'm from the staffing department. I'm trying to find you an aide, but I found someone and she just had a few questions. So would now be a good time for me to ask you them?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. So she wants to know if she's going to be taking care of anyone. Like, do you live with anyone else other than two cats? Because I saw in the notes that you have two cats.
I have two cats, yes. But I'll take care of them on my own. She doesn't have to do anything with them.
Okay, and is there anyone else in the house other than those two cats?
There is, but he's a truck driver, so.
She would have nothing
to
do
with
them.
Exactly.
Got it, okay. And then I saw in the notes that you're going to be having surgery in a few weeks, so is that going to affect her hours and everything? Like, for how long?
I go in on the 13th for the surgery. And I should be home by that next Monday because the surgery's on a Friday. And so I should be home that next Monday. And it shouldn't change her schedule at all because what she's coming here for is what she's going to be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, the doctors, the neurologists and neurosurgeon, they just don't want me doing anything anymore because I overwhelm myself and stress myself out. For some reason, it stresses my mind and my body out if even I do the dishes or anything, and it causes me to have seizures.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going in for this surgery for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so she won't be doing anything different once I get the surgery. So, yeah, it'll
then,
all be the same.
So what main tasks would you want her to help you with then?
She needs to do, like, all the cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I can do the laundry and take care of the cats, like I said. Every once in a while, she may have to help me, like, maybe do a sponge bath or something if I just can't do something with myself that week.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. And then her other question was, what time of day would you want her to come? Because I see it said flexible schedule. So,
yeah, if she wants to come like late morning, early afternoon.
Mm-hmm. What about evenings? Do those work or not?
And what?
Like in the evening. Like
yeah, that's fine too. Yeah,
that's
fine too.
Because I think she said that time works best for her. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And sometimes I may have her like help me prep a meal.
Uh-huh.
Because I get kind of tired when that happens. It's hard on my brain. And it's not like a big meal I want her to prep me or help me prep with, but sometimes I just get get to where I just don't feel like even putting something in the oven. I mean, it's just like that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how many hours have you been having now with your previous agency? Just so that...
I never got to have that previous agency.
Oh, you didn't? Interesting.
No.
We have it in here as a transfer case. Okay, I'll have to change that.
Yeah. she never got to come to work for me. It's a very strange situation.
Interesting. Okay, I'll change that right now. Thanks for letting me know because that will help us in the future.
Yes.
Note that. Okay, fine. So let me make sure I got all those questions. Okay, fine. So I'm going to... And what days of the week also? Is it every day?
The lady I talked to said every day. I don't care if she just comes 5 days a week and takes the weekend off or however she wants to do it.
Okay. Sounds great. Very flexible of you. Okay, so I'm going to go give her a call now and see what she has to say about this because it sounds like all the questions were answered in the way that works for her. So I'm going to go give her a
call.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.